Chrissy Teigen smears Laura Ingraham as a white supremacist. By Ben Q on April 18, 2019. Model-turned-left-wing activist Chrissy Teigen slammed Laura Ingraham as a white supremacist after the Fox News host questioned whether she deserved to be featured in the Time 100 Most Influential People list. Model and wife of John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, was also chosen as one of the 100 most influential, Ingraham said during Wednesday's edition of The Ingraham Angle. She is also known for her vicious attacks on President Trump, and according to the program she was chosen because all her life, Chrissy has liked to eat. She's not shy about that, or anything else really, she continued. Well, that's nice and innovative, I guess. Eating. Ingraham also mocked how Teigen said during last week's Democratic retreat that the one piece of advice she would give to women is to say fuck you more. Corny monster. There were 1 million other ways to try and take me down and this is what you choose? Fuck you, Teigen replied. When Time comes out with their 100 most influential white supremacists list, I promise I won't question your worthiness. The 33-year-old model then posted a photo of Ingraham waving to a crowd where her arm unintentionally resembles that of a Nazi salute. Teigen is known for her vicious outbursts against various conservative figures, including Donald Trump, who she insists would make her throw up if she were forced to meet him. No, I would never, she said when asked if she would meet with the current president. I think I would throw up in my mouth. It's just impossible to me. She has also previously blamed Trump for her declining mental state, claiming his presidency gives her crippling anxiety. So fucking tired of this manically insane, incompetent president and this dumpster fire administration I'm gonna have to go on another med, she complained in 2017. I think I need to either up my dosage or talk to my doctor to see what works for me when the world explodes. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.